Food insecurity in western Massachusetts is climbing along with the surge in coronavirus cases. One in six people and one in four children in western Massachusetts are expected to struggle to obtain food by the end of this year, according to Feeding America, the national network of food banks. This will put more pressure on the network of about 50 local food pantries and meal sites serviced by the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts.
And I thought I'd seen the worst during the Great Recession, but by far what we've been experiencing since March due to COVID-19 has really overwhelmed us.
Andrew Morehouse, the Food Bank's executive director, said the data coming from the sites that are part of the Emergency Food Network confirm a steady rise in demand after an initial spike last spring that subsided during the summer.
So clearly there's a connection between public health, COVID-19, food insecurity, employment and unemployment. They're all connected.
In September, the most recent month with complete data, about 114,000 people sought food assistance in western Massachusetts, with 18% reporting it was the first time going to a food site for help, according to the food bank. So far, the food bank has managed to meet demand, but Morehouse said there is concern about the winter months ahead. He said the food bank gets half its inventory from public sources. Massachusetts has yet to pass a budget for the current fiscal year, and additional federal help seems unlikely before the presidential inauguration in January.
On the federal side, we're very concerned. What we need is another economic stimulus bill. Just a couple of weeks ago, we stopped receiving that extra amount of food in western Massachusetts through that farm to food box program. That funding ended.
Underscoring the need for private sector help, the food bank received a $5,000 donation Wednesday in Springfield from American Medical Response, AMR. Patrick Pickering, the company's Northeast Regional Director, announced the donation, which the food bank said will buy 20,000 meals.
As a member of the community here in the city of Springfield, we heard the call and we felt the need to respond.
At the announcement in front of Springfield City Hall, Mayor Dominic Sarno praised AMR as a good corporate citizen.
We look forward in this season of giving. We have a very philanthropic business community and philanthropic community to be making some more announcements for donations.
In Springfield, where 80% of the public school students come from families with incomes below the federal poverty line, more than 4.2 million meals have been distributed at feeding sites since the schools closed last March. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.